Okay, I am confessing and coming clean to the story behind that party, that somewhat disastrous party, in the hope that when we have our sort of 10th anniversary party next weekend, it doesn't end with quite the same eyebrow-raising selection of incidents. It was for, I think, probably my 35th birthday, though, who we've had so many parties, who knows? Well, if I tell you it was a cocktail party, that'll probably help your understanding. You'd think by our age and the people there in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, we would understand the potential harm and the potential abandonment and dangerous abandonment that goes with drinking cocktails. I just think we were all old enough to have forgotten that our previous memories of cocktails, or they were certainly far enough back that none of us, and there were about 100 people here, had any warning signs. So we started off the evening saying, and it was cocktails, no kids, posh frocks, which means heels, thereby explains another one of the incidents. Everybody started it off saying, okay, I'm just going to stick to wine tonight. Okay, I'm just going to stick to vodka. I'm just going to, every other drink's going to be water. Very, very sensible plan. Until it was a friend of mine, Damien, who called from the back of the kitchen. We've got quite a big kitchen. I've made loads of this green one. Does anybody want to try it? God. And it was lovely. So we did. And then somebody made a pink one. And somebody made an orange one, and you know, only those bottles know what it was that was inside those cocktails. But they were jolly nice, and it became a very jolly party, very lively, very fun, very entertaining party. However, entertaining though it was, by the end of the evening, three couples' relationships had ended to the point where they either left that night or the morning after. And were afterwards divorced. I don't think the party caused those divorces. In fact, I would claim in court that it couldn't have been my fault directly. It certainly quickened the end of those relationships and the demise of the relationships. There's something about cocktails that takes away any of those bits of your brain that are about being reserved. Being careful, being cautious, and being considered. Gosh, we had none of those things that evening. And you know, those played out to eyebrow raising effect during the evening. And then about sort of 1, 2 o'clock in the evening, there was an almighty crash. And well, we live in a house with it's an old, big old stone house. Three floors with wooden stairs, at the bottom of the one of the sets of wooden stairs is what is quarry tiling, and one member of the party actually was in flat shoes, God knows, and she hadn't really been drinking, fell down the stairs onto the quarry tiles and broke her arm in quite a few places, spent 3 days in hospital, the first night next to somebody who died in the bed next to her. And she had to let the nursing staff know that, and had her arm pinned for months afterwards. And as she works with the children, lost quite a good deal of income. So it wasn't perhaps the best thing, really. So okay, we may not be able to solve people's relationship issues in advance or during the party or even after. Though I would advise you to take caution. We are not providing the spirits for cocktails. If you bring them and you do so, you take your life into your own hands. And Alan is currently out buying the right wall plugs to fit the right handrail to those said stairs. So I feel we have taken some precaution, and I would appreciate anybody coming just to bear that in mind. It is for a 10th anniversary. It is supposed to be a happy party, and it is the week before Christmas. So come all ye, come all ye and stay faithful, ha ha, and yes, tread with care.